and I don't aim to lose it in that old mill. They finally offered me a pretty good price, and the boy, and I had another boy, my oldest boy, would just come home from the Army. See, that's been right a while ago. And he come home from the Army, and I told my second boy was just 21. And I took it over then, they paid us a pretty good price, and I lived just about a mile and a half out of town. Ford car had just come in then.
Is that right?
And we come in the Ford car to work, and we run it there for about 4 or 5 years as a corporation. Then the director wouldn't help finance it. Takes a heap to finance a mill. You have to pay for all this green stuff to put it.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't help finance it, and I'd bought some of the stock after I found it was going to pay and turned it over to the boy. And then we, after I turned, told me and the boy had 50 some odd percent of the stock. I told them, let's do well, the stock company. I see they won't have finance it. They ain't no account to it. And we done away with it, and we took it then and run it. And that year I took it over, we'd made a good pull for a little mill. We'd made about $12,000 that year. This stock I'd been buying it for the boy for 80 cents. And we then, me and the boy voted it to close it out. We paid $1.25 to them for their stock. That showed it getting on pretty good basis, you see.
Uh-huh.
And now they're doing nearly $1 million worth of business there a year. Just in and
wow.
out, you know, bought and sold.
Hmm.
I think they got over 200,000 bushels of wheat now bought and put up in the elevator. Now, what was you wanted to ask me?
Well, I'd like to ask you the names for a number of things that people might have had around the farm and the home back when you were growing up. And if you can tell me the names of any of them or all of them, I'd appreciate you telling me.
Well, now, that's something I can't tell. I forgot every name I ever knew.
Yeah. Well, what buildings did you have around the farm?
Well, when I started there, we didn't have... My daddy built 2 new barns. And the neighbors laughed at him when he built his stock barn. They said he'd put all his wheat straw and stock fodder he had in the stock barn and then not get full. He'd built such a big one. But I started and run there for 4 or 5 years with them barns like they was.
Mm-hmm.
And then
What were the barns like?
They was what we call a mule barn. One of them and the other one was a backer barn.
Mm-hmm.
And I enlarged both of them about, put another section, you see, to it.
Mm-hmm.
Made about 20 feet wider. That made more room for stock. Then I had a sloping place down the field where I had a spring. Everlasting water. And this hill is inclined, you know, up. I went there and started at the bottom and dug back in it and built a basement barn, you see.
Oh, yeah?